Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Da-da-da. Nice try, bitch.
I had it. I was on.
So Wednesday morning, you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
33 degrees right now. Going to get up to 42.
Okay.
But it looks like it's going to start to warm up. We'll be high in the 40s until Friday. We're looking at 50 degrees on Saturday and Sunday, although it looks like it's going to be raining every day until then.
Oh, great.
So we got that. But at least it's not snow.
Okay.
At least it's not snow. Let's start this morning with a story that is going to potentially infuriate the entire west side of the greater Rochester area.
What happened?
Well, you know, every week there is a new idea on what we're doing with tariffs with the federal government.
Mm.
Who's getting tariffs? Who's not?
Yeah, up and down.
So the big story yesterday,
Italy will be
the victims of the latest rounds of tariffs, specifically the Italian pasta market.
Pasta Barilla?
Yes, that's actually one of them.
That could be one of them, yeah.
All right, so...
I think it's like number one.
So there will be a 107% tariff.
On ravioli.
Yeah, on Italian-made pasta, apparently starting in January, according to the New York Post. This will affect brands such as Pasta Garofalo, La Messina, Arumo, Adriatina, Latino, Teacher Tadina Di Bano, Barilla, Gruppo Mil. Pasta Fico, I think it died.
All right.
So
that sucks.
There are 13 brands that are well known here in America
that come from Italy.
Yeah, that come from Italy. The Italians are pissed. Don't piss off the Italians.
Yeah. We've seen the movies.
Okay. So here's the thing. As an Irish person who grew up in Gates, I can eat box pasta from anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't bother me.
Yeah. Right?
But I am aware that there are Italians who, if they're going to buy box pasta, will only buy specific kinds of box pasta.
You are correct.
And I am curious if folks will be willing to pay more for the good pasta now, 107% potentially more, or do you step down to like Wegmans box pasta?
Well, I would say your pasta's still probably pretty cheap to buy. Right.
Well, okay, so the Italian stuff is already a little more expensive.
Right, but it's still probably pretty
relatively cheap.
But let's say it doubles. Let's say it goes from three bucks.
Because it would, right? 100%, you double it up, right?
Yeah.
So would you pay $10 for a box of pasta? Like a one-pound box of dry pasta would be $10.
I'm not, because again, it all tastes the same to me. Yeah. And you're not a good Italian, so you're the wrong person to ask.
I'm off the pasta because of, you know, I got the high cholesterol.
Sure, and like you're some kind of mutt. Like you got some Italian in you.
Well, my mom's 100% Italian.
Yeah, but like I don't look at you as an Italian. You don't speak
you don't
like
you don't come across as an Italian.
Oh,
no,
well, you don't.
What do you mean by that? I meant she doesn't eat like an Italian. Is what I mean.
No, she eats like an Italian. No. She just doesn't eat Italian food like an Italian. But she'll attack anything like it's January 6th. We've seen the girl go after
I love pasta. I told you my husband's the anti-pasta guy. It's very disappointing.
Now, is that just because
taken away a lot of pasta dishes from my lineup.
No, he just doesn't like pasta.
Oh.
Yeah, he doesn't like, he's not like a big sauce guy.
That's insane.
I know.
Like, I can't wrap my... It's like when somebody tells me they don't like pizza.
No, I agree with you, man.
It's very disappointing.
All right, so are you someone that can eat any kind of box pasta, or do you need the good
yeah,
stuff?
Because, like, for me, and I'm just thinking of, like, my perspective of, like, my family, like, the box stuff was kind of all the same. It was like you either made the pasta or you bought the box stuff. Like, there was no... like, all the box stuff was like, you're buying pasta, so who cares?
Okay, so let's talk about that. Because I know there are still people that make their own pasta.
Do you roll it out on that press and everything?
Is that a dying thing?
Or would think, because that's so much goddamn work.
Okay, but a couple of things. First of all, I think you're underestimating how cherished the passed down Italian recipes and traditions
are. But you
got to
be a deep, deep Italian.
Bro, I know multiple people who are like... who are first generation Italians.
Yeah.
Like, they were the first people from, you know, their parents came from Italy. My brother's father-in-law, who just passed away, I was unaware. He was born in Italy, came here as a teenager.
Yeah.
So his wife is a first generation American.
But I'm guessing, like, the next generation, are they going to sit there and want to roll out and cut pasta?
Well, they have jobs. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how many people have time to do that.
I mean,
even if they wanted to. They may do it once in a while.
It's labor
intensive, but I don't know if it's like
an
all the time kind of thing.
Because I remember my mother doing it with the flour and everything on the table, and it takes up the whole goddamn kitchen. And what used to piss my mother off, she used to do raviolis from scratch.
Okay.
And it would take her all day. And the family would eat them in 10 minutes.
Yeah, you're
right. They
would
just inhale them.
You'd have to make so many.
And they're gone.
Like, I remember my mom did it, like, one time with my grandma's recipe. She's like, that was fun. I don't need to do that again.
No.
Okay. All right, so...
That's why, you ever read, like, an old Italian woman's hands? That's why they look like sea turtle hands. They're all...
Do sea turtles have hands?
Well, they have, like, little paw things.
They
that's
got
what
flippers,
they look like.
You
like
idiot.
Fins.
No, they have, like, these...
They don't have... No, they do not have...
I don't know. They have something like
this. No, they don't. They,
like,
they have no fingers.
I guess.
252.
That's why they sink to the bottom.
252 WCMF. Are there still people that are making handmade hand rolled pasta on a regular basis at home? Because look, man, I mean, I say this having grown up in Gates and getting Sunday sauce at a variety of different homes.
Mm.
I don't remember watching anyone empty a box of pasta into boiled water.
So you think it was all handmade?
I know all of it was handmade. I
but
know
do you
all
think,
of it was handmade.
Do you think? There's also like another group of people though, like, and I'm thinking of my grandma loved to go to like local places to buy the pasta. Like it was made there. It wasn't, she didn't make it, but it was like somewhat fresh, somewhat, you know, homemade.
But it's always so much more expensive.
Oh yeah.
Like you have to, is it that much better?
So there was a guy that had a place on, I think it was Park Avenue. He was called the Pasta Man or Pasta
Guy. Oh, I remember
guy.
That guy. Yeah.
And he had nothing but fresh made like raviolis and tortellinis and all that stuff there. But the stuff was, I didn't even know if he's still in business, but that stuff was delicious, but you could have just went to a restaurant for that price.
So to your point, there was a joint on Winton when I lived down off of Juniper Street as a kid. I think it was called like the Ravioli Store.
Yeah. And it might have been the same cat.
So,
I don't know.
But it was the same thing. Like it looked amazing and it tasted amazing, but like financially in my life, like I could have that once every 6 months.
Or go out.
But it was fun, like... Yeah, I was dating my now wife at the time, and it was like, oh, look at me, I'm a fancy man.
Well, it was high end, man.
I'm a fancy man with a hand-rolled ravioli. 252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about yesterday news breaks. The federal government will be adding a 107% tariff on imported Italian pasta, and most of the other parts of the country aren't affected by this. We, however, in Rochester, at least west side of Rochester,
we deep
take our pasta very seriously. Mm-hmm. So Barilla... One of the companies that will be affected.
I think that's the number one joint in Italy.
So Dan writes us, luckily Barilla is all made in Avon, and he's right. Barilla is one of the weird Italian imports where they'll be the one that is affected least by it. I guess there is imported Barilla and there is locally made Barilla. Did you know this?
Well, I knew they had that factory here.
I didn't know Barilla was Italian. I thought that was like Häagen-Dazs where they just made it.
No, they're like number one. Like I think that's the number one pasta in the world.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Like even the generic brands like Wegmans. Where do they make it?
It's somewhere in the state.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, there's only a handful of Italian-made pastas. But I will say this, having tried a couple of them that I just named, like, they're good. You can tell a difference. Not enough for me to spend the money.
Yeah. I mean, it's dry pasta.
But okay, be careful.
I know.
You're going to lose your card.
Because
call
I
yourself
mean,
a Sicilian.
I mean, I would say the Wegmans stuff is probably just as good.
When it comes to boxed pasta,
Look, I'm allowed to have that take.
Yeah.
You're not. You are not allowed to have that
no,
take.
No, I'm allowed to have it, but you're not allowed to because I'm Italian.
No, no,
I
no,
can
no.
say that
because
I'm Italian. Kind of Italian.
You know, it makes me wonder, too, like, are there other foods you will only eat if it comes from that country? Because I got to be honest with you,
there's
thing.
Like,
What?
Coffee. What? Espresso. I'll only drink Italian espresso.
Okay, that makes you a douche.
You asked.
No. Like, I get the connection to your culture wanting the Italian imported pasta. Women in the back with their hand raised.
How sure are you that that Italian coffee was made in Italy?
Because it says it on the thing. They can't put anything on a box that isn't true.
Just curious, you know. I was just wondering how much research you did into where it actually came from.
I drink that Ely coffee.
Oh, you drink it Ely?
So I buy the case.
You drink it Ely?
And it's super. Man, is that going to go up?
This story says pasta. I don't know if
it's probably everything in Italy.
No,
right?
I think it's specifically pasta.
But they just zeroed it up. What, like the White House is pissed off at pasta right now?
Look, it's a complicated story, and I may be getting it a little
bit wrong.
I always
felt like when they tariff, it was like everything that came out of the country.
So I thought the same thing, but apparently there's been an issue between American pasta makers and Italian pasta makers.
Oh, so they're trying to squeeze out the Italians?
Well, and the Italians are saying this is politically motivated, and the federal government's saying no.
Get ready for the car bombs.
Well, so like when it comes to imported stuff that, like, okay, I feel like a fancy boy, and I stumbled upon this by accident.
Oh, you feel like a fancy boy, but I am a fancy boy because I drink Italian coffee.
Irish butter. I have been on a big Irish butter kick. Kerrygold.
So what is it known for? Like, what's the difference?
So they sell it at Wegmans.
It's so good.
Okay.
What's the difference? Yeah. Is it like sweeter or something?
It tastes cleaner.
It tastes
and I know
Irish.
That doesn't make sense. Yes. Yes, it does.
Is it a mental thing?
I don't know. Like, I know it's
like, not. If you said it, if you did a blind butter taste test,
I would be able to tell.
Really?
Legit.
So it feels better on your butt?
Yes.
Saturday night.
When I butter
Irish
my butt.
Butter butt,
it
boy.
Feels that's what they call me.
Oh, give me a big shillelagh with your butter butt.
Here comes the Irish butter butt boy, is what they say when I walk down
the
street.
Irish butter boy's eyes are a smiling.
What the hell are you talking about?
He's all buttered up in the Highlands.
No, like if I get home and I need butter, like to put on something, and we only have like, you know, the Wegmans butter, I'm disappointed.
I've always wondered, is it really good?
It's really good. You got to try it.
I'm
telling you, buy the Kerrygold gold salted one. It's in the gold package.
What are we doing, a live read now?
I love it. I love it. Like
that's a butter influencer.
Well, look, when
I think we have a couple of those in the building.
When I was a kid, we would get it for soda bread on St. Patrick's.
I was about to say, man, that's high-end butter for your family.
It was, and that was like a once-a-year thing. Yeah. The Kerrygold butter would show up, and it would disappear during the meal. Like, you know my family. Like, we sweat butter. We were using it as much as possible. And then, like, I turned my wife onto it, and we just started buying it on a regular basis, and now I can't go back.
Right.
I've cornered myself into Irish butter.
Right.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Teddy going back to pasta. Oop, hold on. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
How you doing, Tommy and Duffy?
Good.
Is that your Italian impression, Teddy?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
You were saying.
Listen, I think it doesn't matter what kind of pasta. To me, is the sauce is the one who make different.
Okay, what's your go-to sauce there, Teddy?
The red sauce or whatever. Yeah, the red sauce is basically the Italian thing.
Do you make it or do you buy it out of the jar?
He's married to an Italian woman,
right? My wife make it. My wife is Italian.
Okay. All right. Your wife has no problem buying, like, boxed pasta from Wegmans? That doesn't bother her?
No.
Does she hand make pasta at all, Teddy?
Oh, she did. Actually, when we went to Italy last year, we go to the place that we learn how to make pasta.
I'm sure you were a barrel of laughs at that event, Teddy.
Who laughing? I wasn't laughing, dumbass.
Teddy, go enjoy your Sunday gravy, buddy. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it.
Like, to your point, like, if Italians have to sacrifice something, it'd be the pasta over the sauce, you know?
Yeah, you're probably right. But then
it's all about the sauce.
But again, like, you know, you're already making the sauce anyway, and that's coming from mostly all local ingredients, unless you want to be a real stickler and only get tomatoes from the old country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, just a heads up. Your Rumo pasta is going to cost a little bit more.
Look out.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You know, it's a tale of two different kinds of break-ins.
What happened?
Well, both may have your stuff inside. Yeah. One is easier to protect because you will be there. The other should be protected by someone else you're paying for.
Mm.
One is scarier because, like we said, you live in this spot. The other not as scary, but your stuff is more vulnerable. But this is not a discussion about which one would be worse for you.
Okay.
The question is, which one would be more profitable?
Oh, better haul.
For the criminal themselves.
Gotcha.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You want to take a ride?
Yeah, where are we going?
We're going out to Livingston County.
Oh, nice area.
Lima, more specifically. Right. Three Lima residents have been arrested following an investigation into a series of burglaries. They say the three folks are facing charges including burglary, larceny, and weapons offenses.
Mm.
And the three folks were arrested after police say they were targeting both storage units and people's homes.
Oh. And storage units, that's kind of like mystery package, right? You don't know what you're getting
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
It's
almost like Secret Santa of like stealing.
It's the scratch-off lottery ticket of breaking and entering.
Yeah. Let's see what we get.
Are you getting excited about breaking into a storage unit?
I never thought about it before, but now, like, you don't know. Like, if you get hit, and you're like, oh.
Could be junk. No, could be something valuable.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. How is a house also not that? You don't know what's in the house.
No, but this is like, you can go right down the line. It's almost like a game show. You know, it's like, you know, let's
it's
see
like
what's in door number
gift.
Three.
All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
You saw this story, and your first thought what?
Was kind of the same thing. Like, I don't know which one you'd hit on, like, which one you'd be more likely to hit on. Would it be the average house or the average storage
You're
unit?
Talking about when it comes to value of items and stuff.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, just looking around my house, like, there's a lot of stuff, but, like, the most valuable stuff would be, like the TV, right?
Okay.
I don't have, like, jewelry. I don't have, like, anything, like, you'd really hit
on. Glitzy.
Where, like, somebody could score something in my house and, like, make a ton of money off of it. It just doesn't exist in my house.
I think
but
about
like,
this.
But, if I just opened up a random storage unit, there could be something in there that somebody's been holding on to of value.
And it's all right there. Most of it is probably in a box.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's so easy. Like, if you go into somebody's house, you're going to have to go search. Scramble around and look. You can just start, if you can get into all those doors,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God, man. You could, like, really clean up.
Okay, so let's break this down. Because you wouldn't have a storage unit if there weren't things of value you wanted to hang on to, right?
Right, yeah.
But the word value is subjective.
It is.
Because there are things that are actually valuable if you were to sell them. There are also a ton of storage units that are just full of things that are valuable to the people that put them in the storage
unit. True that.
Because I would make the argument, the stuff that is worth the most actual money to you, you're going to want to keep as close to you as possible. Like, if you have valuable stuff, you're not going to take, like, you know, gold bars and stick them in a storage unit.
Yeah, you probably don't have, like, jewelry and stuff like that. I mean, it'd probably be bigger household items.
Yeah. Like, for example.
Or, you know, antiques or something like that.
Something that, you were given or you're holding on to. It doesn't fit in your house,
but you want it.
You think there's a storage unit full of antiques in Rochester?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you not display the antiques?
Because it doesn't fit your decor.
Yeah, you're changing the house over. But you don't want to throw them out because it's, yeah, it's mom's piece.
It's the most Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I'm changing the house over, and this antique
does not fit
the decor.
Well, it could also be stuff that you don't...
But I want a whole lot of the antique, obviously.
Yes.
And the English Museum of History won't take it for now.
My Irish butter dishes are all in there.
Well,
from
you know,
the old country.
From what I understand, I am an Irish butter boy.
To your point, it could be stuff that you put in there. You don't know that it's valuable. You're just it's somebody in your family stuff that you've been meaning to sort through, but like I'm just going to stick it in here until I get to it. And it could be like a big like an old furniture item that you it looks like junk to you, but maybe there's some history there and it maybe has some value.
Okay, so just to be clear, you think that people are going to
hit... Listen, I have family members who do not give up old furniture, okay. And it's just sitting around, and like I look at it and I'm like, "You know, like that's actually kind of value." Like that mid-century modern stuff is kind of valuable because nobody ever used it. It never got sat on, and now it's just sitting in a basement.
Oh, it's a mid-century modern
piece. I'm serious.
No, so am I.
Like,
that's
if you try to
is.
Find that stuff, it's expensive.
It. It's mid-century modern.
You know what you might find in there, too, a lot of?
What's that?
Tools.
Okay.
And tools are a fortune.
Sure. All right, the tools I'll give you.
Yeah, and power equipment, all that stuff that, you know, people...
Power equipment, said like a true pansy.
Yeah, you know...
Hello, I'd like to buy one power equipment at the Home Depot, please.
Yeah, I'm talking drills, dildos, all that stuff.
Drill-dos.
The drill-dos really go for a lot.
252-WCMF. We're talking about this story out live. The three people were arrested for burglary and other things after police say they were targeting homes and storage units. So we're trying to figure out, are you going to have better luck finding valuables stealing from a home or from a storage unit? And I, after this discussion, I am confident all of the most valuable stuff is in a home. It's got to be a home. Maybe you get lucky every once in a while in a storage unit, but if you're going to try and hit for average, you break into homes. That's a smart thing to do.
But would you also think that if you have something super, super valuable at your house, like there are people that keep that stuff locked up in safes and stuff, so you'd have to get into that.
Okay, but the storage unit itself is a locked up safe, right?
Kind of, yeah.
I would be so livid if I paid for a storage unit.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets broken into. The reason I put my stuff here is because you told me it was going to be safe.
You're
supposed to be guarding it for
true.
Me. How the hell did this happen? Like, is the storage unit company, are they responsible for any losses if someone breaks in? They would have to be, right?
I had to read that lease.
Unless you sign something that says they're not.
Why would I sign that?
Well, you don't have a choice.
Okay.
Well, sometimes, like you said... You just need the space, so you're just putting it over here. You're not really worried about it?
It's over here now?
Because every once in a while we hear about people that, you know, they find they have been living in these places
yes.
and stuff like that, and nobody caught them for a while, so.
It's happening way more now.
Right.
Dom writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He says, well, now we're going to see how many tweakers listen to CMF if there's an uptick in storage unit robberies.
Oh, all right.
Look at that. I got all of my grandma's clothes. Pretty cool. Have either of you guys ever had a storage unit?
Yes.
No.
Because I had one when I lived in Florida.
Okay.
What
and my parents
had
one. What's that?
What did you keep in there?
All his good jokes. Brutal.
Oh. It's when I was getting rid of my condo
okay.
and moving into an
so
apartment.
So it's just a short-lived thing.
Yeah, it was pretty cheap, but my parents had one for years.
What did they keep in there?
So my dad was a big fisherman, and they lived in a condo. So all his fishing gear, rods, reels, all that stuff, and all the stuff that he kept from his boat, but he didn't have a boat anymore, but he kept some of the stuff,
okay.
all was in his storage unit. So it almost looked like a bait and tackle shop. In
gotcha.
There.
All right. That would have been valuable if somebody stumbled
some
on
it. Some of those rod and reels were super expensive.
Well, I heard they were mid-century modern pieces.
Very nice. Yes.
You guys know I love to collect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it does feel like there is a line you cross when you have to put your stuff in a place other than your house. Like, I get your dad having a condo. I get you in between places. Like, that's what those storage units are for, right? You're getting a divorce. You need a place to put stuff for a little while.
Oh, divorce guy loves storage units.
Fine.
Put my shattered dreams in here.
But, like, if you own a house and you get a storage unit just because you've run out of room in your house.
Which a lot of people do.
But that's where it's like, that's too much for me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't. Yeah. Maybe you got too much stuff.
Now, you might find what you like, all that vintage crap in there.
Maybe.
I mean, old stereo equipment, turntables, stuff like that people just threw in there because they don't know what to do with it.
Okay.
Those Game Boys and all that crap, you know, from the kids.
Game Boys and all that crap, Kimmy?
Well,
I mean, like, they could
see it
as just
junk. That's the stuff
you
were screaming at me saying, oh, my God, you're worth $1,000.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if...
But that could be in those storage units.
But when it comes to valuable stuff, right? Like, I want
harder
gold.
Harder to flip.
Well, yeah, exactly. I want gold. I want diamonds.
Gold.
I want cash. Like, yeah, sure, I got this Game Boy. Now what am I going to... I got to go take it to, like, a vintage gaming shop?
Well, you ain't finding no cash. Who's got cash?
Nobody's got cash these days, buddy.
Nobody's got cash. Nobody's got goddamn pennies.
We got folks, so we're going to talk about that later, actually, if you have pennies.
Wait, the pennies are in trouble again?
We got folks waiting on hold. Instagram messages coming in. We'll get to you in a sec on hold. Taylor writes us on Instagram. My parents had a storage unit full of antiques and collectibles, really expensive workout equipment. My mom was holding on to it for an uncle that was in jail. My parents missed one payment. People that own the storage unit sold
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know they auction off those storage units sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even with the people living in them.
Ah, now I own Steve. Let's talk to Meg. Hey, Meg, you're on CMF. What's going on?
Hey, haven't you guys ever heard of a show called The Storage Wars?
No.
Yeah.
Where so they go in.
All made up. It's all made up, Meg. Yeah. It was all fake. It came out. It was a fake thing.
Oh, it is?
Meg, come on. What, you think every week they randomly find the most amazing memorabilia?
I think maybe it started out a certain
Always
way.
Fake.
And then,
from Always
the beginning,
fake. Yes.
Because I thought like they kind of ran out of stuff to do, so that's when they started faking it.
No, like one of the guys on the show like wasn't getting paid what he wanted to, so he just blew the lid off the whole thing.
Disappointing.
Meg, I'm sorry I ruined your day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Meg.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Bye. There you go. Meg sucks.
Don't tell her about Santa.
We'll finish it up with Shelly. We were asking,
oh, Shelly,
is the storage unit responsible if you get broken into?
Yeah.
She says, they are not responsible. I lost a TV, a rug, and an air conditioner in my storage unit in Geneva. Said it was monitored by cameras, and it wasn't, and they didn't care. They just took my stuff and left.
So they don't cover your losses.
What it sounds like.
Damn. Did they just really provide you with a door to lock?
Okay.
Good luck.
It seems like a pretty big oversight.
Yeah, a little bit.
Because I can't keep. Why not just keep it?
Because I always figured they had like security cameras and lights on at least, right? Oh. Something.
Okay. But again, how many stories we have to do where the security cameras do nothing to keep anything safe, right?
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Every vote counts.
So what happened?
If you don't believe me, look at what is happening right now in Canandaigua. Two men who fought tooth and nail to win the support of their constituents.
Yeah.
And a week later, we still don't have a winner.
Oh.
And you will not believe how close this race is.
We talking a Canandaigua Sea here? CC?
Well, no, because those don't exist out there. They all get Brazilians. Or lasers.
Because of the water.
Yeah, you got it. You don't want crab.
Yeah.
Hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. It was a week ago.
What happened?
We woke up to election results for all our local races here in the greater Rochester area.
All done.
And most of the folks that were running knew by the time they went to bed if they had won or lost their election.
Okay.
A couple of folks had to wait until the next day.
Yeah.
The folks running for Canandaigua Town Supervisor still don't know.
Can I ask a side question here?
Yeah, sure.
What's the difference between a town supervisor and the mayor? Because it sounds like they do the same thing.
I thought a mayor is for a village, a supervisor is for a town.
Because I know there's a mayor of Canandaigua.
Well, but that's the city. The city of Canandaigua.
Which one oversees more, I guess is the
question. I'm guessing the supervisor sees over more the
Well, no, I thought a city is bigger than a town.
See, I don't know.
Well, no, but it's like, right. It's like the town of Pittsford and the village of Pittsford. You have a supervisor.
Well, the village is smaller.
Yes, understood. I know how. Yeah, village smallest, town a little bit bigger, city bigger than that.
Okay, but what's the supervisor doing?
The supervisor runs the town.
What's the mayor running? Yeah.
Running the city.
Yeah, he's right.
This is not a complicated.
It sounds like you're saying the same
but
thing.
But it does say, seems like the mayor has more power.
Yeah, because he runs the city.
Okay, I'm asking a question. Yeah. Sounds like you don't need both. Just let him run the whole damn thing.
Okay.
That's the way it used to be around here.
You don't know that.
I sure don't.
When it comes to the Canandaigua Town Supervisor race.
All right.
Right now, Jared Simpson leads Don Cotter.
Don Carter?
Don Cotter. Cotter.
Cotter. Oh, like welcome back, Cotter?
You got it. By a single vote.
God damn.
One vote.
So why doesn't he? I don't get why he doesn't win.
Here's why, you idiot. Why don't you let me tell the story?
I'm listening.
So Jared Simpson leads Don Cotter by one vote, 1,708 to 1,707. It is literally the thinnest of margins.
Yeah.
So they are waiting on mail-in votes, affidavit ballots, and there are still around 300 ballots in play that they are aware exist.
Yeah. But they got day in yet.
There are also military and overseas ballots that are allowed to arrive until November 17th. So they're going to.
So it could be a while.
It could. So normally I'd laugh at the idea of someone sending an overseas ballot for a town supervisor race.
But turns out it makes a difference.
Well, but we're also talking Canandaigua, Kimmy, right?
Yeah.
I was vacationing in the French countryside, but we had to make sure we cast our vote for Mr. Simpson this year. Bottom line is this.
What?
Every single vote is going to matter in this race. And both of these men, who you'd assume have busted their ass to try and get this gig, sit and they wait on pins and needles for the final official word on who is the victor.
I'm kind of hoping it ends in a tie after everything, because I want to see how they settle it then.
All right, so we talked about this.
Because it might be some like weird town charter thing that they dig up where they have to have a pistol duel at 20 paces.
Normally it's a coin flip where you draw a card or you draw straws.
Yeah.
Which you're against also.
Well, yeah, now it's just a game of chance. Like, we did all this just to split a deck of cards.
Well, but how else
Let's just redo it.
But again, you can't redo it. What if Why it's not? The exact same number? And then you're going to give people the ability to vote who didn't
how
vote.
Long are you See, this is go?
All right.
That sullies the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you guys this question. Mm. All right, so with one man in the Canandaigua Town Supervisor race leading the other by a single vote, if you were running for office, would you rather lose by a vote or would you rather get your ass blown out?
Well, you'd rather make it like, you know, half the town like me.
You sure?
Nobody likes your ass. Like, what were you thinking, man? Like, you put those posters up and you got like 12 votes? You got to look like such a sapola.
He would have that take only because, like, that would not linger in your head like I could have done more. You have no, like, it is what it is. It's not on me. Like, I would think if I lost by a single vote, I'm going back in my mind, I'm thinking, like, who I pissed off, who I could have gotten to vote, who I could have motivated. Like, all the coulda, woulda, shouldas would keep me up at night.
I'm
so
the blowout would be more embarrassing, man. Like, it's like you got
skunked. I gave it a try, and I didn't even come close. So what more could I do? That would be my mentality.
I'm with Kimmy. I'd rather lose by 90% of the vote.
Oh, no, man.
Bro, like, to Kimmy's point, if you lose by a vote.
Because you're still a player. Like, you could come back and run again,
no,
man.
But that is all.
But once you get blown out, you're politically dead.
No, but here's the thing.
You're poison.
But trying it again, who's to say that you don't lose by more votes the second time? Right? Like, that could be even more cruel because I'm going to run it back and I got to do all this over again.
But at least
again.
I know people like me.
Look.
Half the town like me.
So what? Doesn't matter. You lost.
I know.
You know, it's like what we talk
so
about.
So you don't want to run again then. Because if your ass gets handed to you, nobody's backing your ass.
But at least I know. I put it to bed. I gave it my best shot. And that's the best I could
do. You're the Jimmy Carter of Canandaigua.
He won.
Not the second time, bro. He got his ass kicked and it was back to playing, peanut boy.
To Kimmy's point.
Yeah.
If you lose by a single vote, you could have been a handshake away from pulling this out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is something more you could have done to garner two votes. There is something you could have done. That would bother
me. You didn't push hard enough. That's true.
That would have bothered me for the rest of my life. Blow me out, man. Oh. Blow me out. Get me the hell out of there.
Okay.
252-WCMF. We're talking about this Canandaigua Town Supervisor race. It is still not settled. Jared Simpson leads Don Cotter by a single vote.
And Cotter's got the better name, man.
Welcome back.
You lost by a vote. You got blown out so close you should have shook my hand.
Well, not yet. It's not over yet. We got at least 300 votes they still have to count between mail-ins, affidavit ballots, and potential overseas and military ballots that are coming in. You know, my favorite people in politics talking about the running it back if you lose by one vote, right, are the guys who get their asses kicked and keep coming back every single year.
Oh, like those weird side party guys?
So
like
some of them are those.
Yeah.
Right? And then the other ones are like,
I own a comic book store and I'm going to be your mayor.
There are also the super rich guys.
Oh, yeah. We've seen those. New York State's had a bunch of those guys swing and miss.
Like, if you follow local politics, there are a handful of candidates that every year never stand a chance. But they keep throwing their name in the ring over and over again. And it's not like running these campaigns are cheap.
No, but they use their own. But the rich guys like Galisano and Carl Paladino.
Yeah,
I mean, those guys are super ass rich, and they use their own coin.
But like those guys, like
both lost.
Paladino and Galisano ran for governor multiple times.
Right.
And they both get their asses kicked, and they just keep doing it.
Yeah,
oh, this is the time. I'm gonna convince them this time, guys. Here I come. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
an analogy I came up with: is it better for the Bills to lose in 13 seconds by 1 point? Or is it better for them to just get blown out by halftime?
Oh, I think we'd all take blown out after experiencing 13 seconds, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
So you'd rather get blown out too, Mark?
Blown out. Yeah, I'm saying blown out. You deal with it and you move on. Losing by a point would suck.
Because again, like,
but then you're not competitive.
You're just replaying it over and over again in your head.
But you weren't even in the race. You didn't even deserve to be there.
No, but like it kind of draws parallels to your comedy career, right? Because you were I'm being serious. And this goes for every dream you've ever had. Like, if you are close to
I have a dream right now, you're still here.
If you are close to accomplishing your dream, Mark, what was your dream when you were a kid?
Be on a breaker.
Oh, God. Dream when I was a kid.
The breaker.
Be Donald Trump. I don't know.
Okay. Like, if you were almost a billionaire, you were right there and you blew a deal, right? You had the opportunity and you lost it. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Like, for you, if you were close to becoming, like, a legitimate comedian, that would torture you for the rest of your life if you didn't make it there. But the fact that you got blown out, you were so bad at it that you never had a chance to ever entertain anybody ever, lets you know that you can just move on with your life and not have to
I'd like to move on right now.
No, everybody would like that. Like, think about this. Like, you know, there are those people who go play college football.
Yeah.
And they're just on the edge of getting drafted, whatever. What more could you have done? What one more? You know what I mean? Like, you were there. You have to go do something else for the rest of your
life.
But
you exhausted all your talent, so you know where you stand.
Maybe, but there are those guys.
If you get blown out, you do not know where you stand.
I would much rather go to a Division I college and ride the bench having no shot than being right on the cusp.
And they were looking at you.
I won college. He was desperate.
No. What college was looking at your fat, piney ass?
There's always one.
NCAA, because they were just desperate. KB got recruited for college basketball D1. Same situation.
Yeah, but she actually started.
Maybe.
A couple games.
All right.
Not all of them.
That's the most. You've started more games.
I can confidently say I should never have been looked at all to play college
But you started more games than anybody else in this room.
Well, yeah, because you never played an organized sport.
And you tried and didn't start.
I started sometimes.
You didn't. You started running your mouth.
252 WCMF. All right, so going back to this election in Canada.
Yeah.
Let's say you lose by a vote. It's all said and done. It's finished or no more. You can request. They allow you to request a recount.
A do-over.
Do you take
So you're just recounting the votes that are already established.
Yeah, now sometimes there are mistakes that are made.
Okay.
You lose by a vote, it's over. You can request a recount. Do you do it?
No, if I was going to get anything, I would want to do another full election.
Well, like,
let's run the election.
Election two?
Yeah, electric boogaloo.
That's not an option.
This time it's personal.
That is not an option to rerun the election.
No, I don't want to recount. Because I'm going to guess in a small election like that, it's probably, I'm not saying it's not accurate. I'm just saying, like, I may have a shot if we redo the election again because it was that close.
Kimmy, would you want a recount if you lost by one vote? They give you the option for it.
I mean, I guess I'd like them to double check
and make sure.
Kind of do that anyway when they do these.
No, you're right. There are some times where the recounts are triggered automatically if a race is within a certain
I wouldn't want to lose on a mistake.
But do you look like a sore loser if you're like, I would like a recount now?
No, I don't think so.
Recount.
Since made what second election? Do it again.
Let's do it.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. Dave writes us, I live in Canandaigua. My wife didn't vote on Tuesday because she said she didn't have time. I'm going to make sure she knows she was the deciding vote for town supervisor.
Man, I might come down to that.
Bro, there are plenty of people like Dave's wife who wanted to go vote, but whatever, got lazy on Tuesday.
Well, it was an off year. It was kind of a weird year election, right?
But when something came up and you're just like, I just can't get to it today.
It's not even the midterms.
You're
it's
talking
like
to
off.
The wrong guy. You're talking to the wrong guy.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Patriot over here, Mr. Democracy.
You went and voted even though you didn't know who was on the ballot.
I normally don't, but my wife went to vote, so.
If you don't vote.
Yeah.
And an election ends up being a one-vote decision. Do you feel guilty?
You kind of might, yeah.
What about the folks?
Well, unless it's unless you were going to vote for the person who's leading, then you may not.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Okay, good point.
Like, if your guy pulls it out, then I didn't even need it.
Okay. Yeah.
How about this, man?
What's that?
This election right now is so tight.
How tight is it? Yeah, I know. I can't really.
Well, there were a few really close elections. Wasn't there one out towards Webster or something? There were a couple
last
close
year in Pittsburgh. There was one.
No, like, Webster had a tight one too. It
we
came
talked
down
about last week. I thought.
Yeah.
No. Right.
I think it was another town supervisor. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
right.
Like 7 votes or something.
They were still waiting on all the ballots.
Oh, I thought it was the Canandaigua one that was 7 votes difference, and it
oh,
they
was
kept
it?
Counting,
okay.
And it came
all
up
right,
one.
Maybe it was
last year. There, the Pittsburgh. I forget if it was town supervisor. I think
Larry Petrowski. It was tight.
I think it was village mayor.
Mm.
It was a 1 vote difference. Like it ended on a 1 vote difference, but like. This election right now in Canandaigua is so close. There are people in Canandaigua who have died in the last 2 weeks leading up to the election, unfortunately.
Oh, sure.
Right? That's how tiny a margin of error we're talking here. A heart attack or a car accident away from being
hospital
the leader.
Visit, yeah.
Damn.
Yes, right? Someone, I mean, hell, there could be someone that's alive that is sitting in a hospital bed that didn't have the opportunity to go vote that would have swung this election.
Yeah.
Like, that's the margin of error we're dealing with. It's
somebody
amazing.
Had a baby. Yeah.
Yes,
like, think
right?
of all, like, the life things that could have happened that just would have, you know, taken precedent that day.
Hell, there's a flu going around. Like, there are people that were too sick to get out of bed to go vote on Tuesday.
Could have that. The shingles, it's all going around. The measles, I hear, is breaking out all over.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.